everyone, and welcome back to episode 6 of the SCQF podcast.
In this episode, we're joined by Miss McGarry to talk all about the course Customer Care with Barista Skills.
We'll be chatting about what you learn, the skills you develop, and how this course connects to the SCQF framework.
So grab a coffee, sit back, and enjoy this episode.
The first question of the episode is, how important is it for young people to be exposed to working and gain important skills?
Hello. It's very important. So obviously, as part of my role in the school, I am the DYW coordinator. So my role is to expose all the young people with the right skills for work and life. And one of the things that we realise is that employers are really looking for our young people to develop the skills in school very early on. So we need to be giving them alternative courses, and we need to be teaching them all about the meta skills in school so that they are aware of the skills that employers are needing. Because what I'm finding is that employers are telling me that they don't have pupils with the right skills. So we need to be educating you guys to realise that you have got the right skills in school, and that you're going to be employable when you leave school and moving into the world of work. And I think it's really, really important for me to be doing lots of different things to show the young people in the school all about the skills that employers are looking for. So for example, today I had a chef in from the Cross Basket Hotel, and he was showing the young people how to make pasta, and it's to expose the pupils within the school about lots of different opportunities in different sectors across the different industries in the world of work.
So this class is a good way to get pupils ready and prepared and give them the skills they need to enter or be introduced to the world of work.
Absolutely.
The next question is, how do you inspire your students to take pride in making coffee?
I think most people in school know I'm very passionate about coffee, and so that's why the class came about. I was at an event. I've always kind of fancied doing the barista course, and the kit's very, very expensive. And I was at a course last year, and I spoke to another teacher, another school, who told me there was funding available for the kit. And I got very excited, and within 2 hours we got the funding for the kit to buy the barista machine. And I think my passion in the subject and my passion in the course, it's a new course, and I think my rawness that I don't actually always know all the answers, but I want to find out from people that do. So we've had loads of industry knowledge, so we've been to visit the local Costa Coffee, we've had visits in from Starbucks, we're working with another organisation which I'll talk about later on, and it's important that I show that they really need to give the best possible product to the customer. I think it's important with the young people for them to realise that there's loads and loads of good ideas, and they don't need to fail, so no idea is wrong, and always trying new things out and realising that if they make a mistake, it doesn't matter, because we're all learning. This is a brand new thing for us all, and it's quite good for them to realise that if you're passionate about what we do. Now, I love business, as you all know, because I'm a bit of a business geek, and I think for me, seeing over the last few months how well the young people have learned new skills, the young people have taken on the role of working with staff, working with people from outside, has really, really shown that there is so much out there to making the coffee. And also, I think as well, I've become a bit of a geek by, I bought myself a coffee machine. I watch many TikTok and YouTube videos. So on the Teams page of our class, probably at least 4 times a week, there will be multiple TikTok videos, and I have now inspired the whole team to watch TikToks, and they're saying to me their For You page is just about how to make coffee and different types of coffee. So I think it's exposing them to all the kind of different stuff that's out there on social media, and to realise that taking advice from others, taking ideas from others, and realising that it doesn't matter if we make a mistake, that we're all in the whole learning process together. And I've loved it. I'm very passionate. I think it's the best course that we could possibly run here, and the young people doing it are just having a great time.
Yeah, it's really good you're getting your love of coffee and passion across to the students that are then turning it into a valuable skill. That's good.
Thanks. You know how much I love coffee. I'm always seen with a coffee cup in my hand, so it was kind of second nature that I decided to develop this course, because it's not all just about coffee, it's all the other stuff that's going on alongside it that the young people are learning throughout the course.
As a chief roaster, what is it like running the Cumbernauld Roasters, and what skills does it help the students develop?
It's exciting. And I must say it's been challenging at the same time because it's something completely new for me. So I'm obviously not a home economics teacher. I had to go out and learn how to make coffee myself. So I was very lucky that Ms. Hart's sister runs a coffee shop, and I went out and did a wee bit of work experience in her coffee shop in order for me to be better prepared to teach the course. It's every day's different. It's shown that we have to be very organised. We have to have patience, because if you've got a queue of, like the other night, we had about 30 coffees on the go, you have to make sure that you're coping well under pressure. Resilience, because I think it's shown the young people that sometimes we don't always get it right. I remember when I first made my frappe and I was demonstrating it to the class, they said it looked a bit pale because I didn't put any coffee in it. So always realising not to give up. Confidence, the confidence that young people are showing over the last 3 or 4 months has just been insane, because they have to communicate with staff, they have to communicate with parents. I think the young people as well are realising that they have to be very organised, because we've got have to have good time management skills. Because our machine is mobile, we don't have a permanent place for it to be. So getting the stock, making sure we're doing stock counts, making sure that stock's not gone missing, making sure that we've got everything nice and tidy. Shout out to our own Mrs. Hinch, that Ellie, that has the machine looking spick and span on a daily basis. Leadership skills, so a lot of the young people are now taking ownership and organising who's going to do which role. I think as well, developing their skills. So we've got certain people that are really good at making certain drinks and others that are not so confident. So they've maybe shown good leadership skills with each other to show them how to maybe develop a particular drink and make it a bit better. And I think every day is a challenge. Every day's exciting. Every day's different because, for example, today two of the girls were doing product development and they came up period one with a couple of drinks that they're looking to make for Christmas. And it's shown that passion. The young people have really, really developed a real love for the subject, and it's great to see them become as big coffee geeks as me.
It's really nice to see that despite the lack of experience your team has, their determination has still pushed them through and are now able to make such great coffees at the school.
Amazing. Honestly, I think the first kind of few lessons we had, things have gone wrong. I've kind of boiled milk too much and we've all made mistakes. And I think one of the big things that we've all understood is nobody's in a failure, right? It's a learning curve for everyone, because I'm learning. So I think it's great to know that there's no judgment in the room, and the confidence with every young person in that room's just been insane. It's great to see how much they haven't grown as individuals, because they're not just dealing with me, they're dealing with the general public, they're dealing with other employers, and it's just fantastic to see them grow and develop over the last few months.
What is your go-to coffee and where from?
Well, as you all know, I love going to Starbucks every single morning, and I love having a venti, extra hot, wet oat milk latte with sugar-free caramel. Wet means no foam, by the way, in case you didn't know. But don't tell my boyfriend, because we bought a really fancy coffee machine and he doesn't think I go to Starbucks every morning after I've made my own coffee at home. So it's obviously the McGarry's coffee at home is my favourite, but Starbucks is my favourite. And really the only reason it's my go-to place is I have to pass it on the way to work in the mornings. There's so many amazing coffee places. A wee shout out to Novar Drive in the West End in Highland, does a fabulous coffee. And then when we get to your next question, I'll tell you about Reese, who's my new coffee chum, who's doing training with the young people, and I'll tell you about his coffee. It is insane. Do you have a favourite coffee?
I've only had it like twice.
You've only had ever had coffee in your pot? Yeah. What was your go-to coffee?
I had a McDonald's.
McDonald's
coffee once, and then just like an instant one in my house, and it was
you'll
rubbish.
You'll need to come to the Roasters and we'll give you a coffee. Yeah.
My go-to is...
What's your go-to, Matthew?
Americano.
Plain, basic.
Basic, yeah.
And my go-to would probably be hot chocolate, which is not
hot chocolate.
Coffee.
You're like Mrs. Lamb, she loves a good hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot
Aaron, what's your go-to coffee?
Not a fan of coffee. I'd rather drink
something. Do you like a frap?
If I drink something, I would drink tea or
drink
hot chocolate.
Tea. All right.
Iced coffee, actually.
Iced coffee.
I quite enjoy iced coffee.
I must say, the new Christmas drinks coming up from the Roasters are elite. I tried two of them today and, 10 out of 10.
We'll give them a try, definitely.
Absolutely.
Cool. My dad actually bought a big fancy coffee machine, a Ninja one, the other day.
Oh, is it? I've got like a Sage coffee machine.
Aye, it's like...
So I've now turned into such a coffee geek in my class, I'll tell you this, that I spent an hour and a half the other night watching TikTok videos on how to change the grind size and how far my coffee could be. I've come into like such a geek that everywhere I go, I stare at how they make their coffee and stuff like that. So I've become a real, real coffee snob, which is not good.
Next up, we're asking, how can barista skills help prepare the students for the world of work?
So with the course, we decided not just to do a kind of couple of units. We're doing a whole variety of qualifications for the young people. So already some of our young people have got first aid. So no matter what they're doing and what job they go into, they've got a first aid qualification. Miss Walters is currently doing rehis. So if you want to go in to do anything in food hygiene, then they'll have a rehis certificate. They'll get the barista skills qualification. So no matter where they go to, whether it's a part-time job or if they decide that they're going to go into full-time employment within the hospitality industry, they'll be learning how to develop these skills. Now, as part of the course, they've got to do two assessments. They've got to do a theory assessment and an assessment on their drinks. So they have to learn how to make four hot drinks and four cold drinks within different assessments, and it's quite strict criteria. We had a big meeting with the SQA, and it is very hard to make sure that you hit the criteria for all these units. So they'll be learning how to do an Americano, a flat white, a cappuccino, a latte, frappes, iced teas, hot chocolates, some of our smoothies, etc., and they'll be assessed on that. They've also then got to learn all about the history of coffee, so that then makes them a wee bit more knowledgeable if they go into a coffee shop, that they can tell them all about how coffee's made, etc. They are also going to be doing some of the King's Trust Achieve assessments as well, so some of the units with presentation skills, which will help in any job in the world of work. It doesn't matter whether you go into a hospitality or not. And we're going to be doing some CV skills and some employability and team working skills. So all the skills that you're learning in barista are transferable to whether it's going to be for a full-time job, a part-time job, whether you go into that just as a hobby at home, or you go into it as a different career. And we've got a variety of young people in the class who have got different kind of interests and influences. Some might go into higher education, some might go into full-time employment. And the skills that we're preparing them will be transferable for every job that they do, the confidence, the team working, the communication. Because over the last few months, I'm seeing staff saying it's great, seeing our young people grow in confidence, developing these skills, developing the chance to show off what they can do as part of the barista course. And I think for me, it was important for them to understand that they're not just getting two qualifications, they're getting a whole load of different qualifications under one banner. So it's a no-brainer for me that if you're doing this, you're coming away with a suite of stuff rather than just one or two different qualifications within the CQF. And I think that's really, really important, because it's all about life for learning and work, and we're giving you that real life experience that when you go out into the world of work, they'll be able to tell them about all the stuff that they've been doing. They volunteer at lunchtime, they do parents' evenings. All this kind of stuff is going to look amazing on their CV as well. So they'll get leadership opportunities, they'll get work experience opportunities, and it's amazing what one course can give out to prepare them for the world of work and make them more employable. We're also going to be doing some stuff with Barclays as well in December time, so we've got loads of different people coming in to work with the group. As well as part of the course, they need to do customer care. So the customer care is either at level 5 or level 4 in the MPA category. And there's 3 units, so they need to know about knowledge of products and services, communication and social media. And that's fantastic, because we're using our barista cafe as an example of all the kind of knowledge that they need to know about. So again, that's assessed through written work and through role play with some of the communication stuff and the customer service stuff as well. And that's going to be a great transferable skill, because they obviously need to be knowing how to deal with customers in the real world, and so we have to assess them as part of that as a customer care course. So it's a kind of tie-in.
Yeah, all those skills seem so valuable for getting a job, and it's really good you can get them all in this one place in the school.
Yeah, I think it's very, very important, because it's the group of young people we've got really, really have shown that they've improved in their skills over the last 3 or 4 months. We've not been doing it for that long, and to show the development in skills and for them to feel confident in being able to talk about their skills is just going to be second to none.
For the final question of today's episode, how do you see the coffee industry changing in the future?
Quite interesting you're asking that. So the roasters are working with Rhys. He is a guy who owns Tassie Coffee in the West End. So we're doing 5 weeks of training with Rhys. And a lot of his speciality is fermenting coffee. So coffee's fermented with flowers and fruit to make it quite unusual, and it's quite a kind of unique way. He's given the kids a lot of knowledge and the young people a lot of knowledge and understanding about coffee. And what he's realised is he sees a training element that these independent places want to give back to the local community. And what he's decided to do is he's going to start to do a social enterprise and work with people like us who are developing a barista cafe in their schools to change and to give back into the community. And I think the coffee industry is changing. There's so many more independent places. He's turned his coffee shop into, it's a pub at night, and during the day the pub shut, so he decided rather than going out on his own, he's going to lease the coffee shop and run it as a coffee shop in the West End. And he sees that there's a huge gap in kind of unique, unusual coffee, and he also sees a gap in skills. And so I think the industry's realising that we have to train the young people up to get them skilled for the future.
It's good you're getting like a more different side of coffee rather than just your basic.
Yeah, it's amazing. And a big shout out to Rhys, because he's opened up Groundworks Coffee. I need to give him a shout out because he's doing 4 weeks of training. So next week when we're in, we're going to be doing latte art. We're going to be, which I have no clue about whatsoever. He's going to be helping us with our social media and our marketing. And it's great to see that different businesses like Rhys want to get involved with the roasters and kind of help support the business grow.
Well, thank you, Miss McGarry, for that. All of these questions have been answered with full of information and a great insight into the course. And I once again thank the Common Road Roasters for making such great coffee in the school.
Don't forget to follow the roasters on social media.
And tune in next week for an interview with Mr. McDade on the Level 7 course SFA refereeing, and we'll also be getting some insight from one of his students, Ryan Russell. Right, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.